Hello, you're listening to a The Matt Hellier Audio Boo. If I picked up the guitar sitting next to me, which I have just done, and started to play, I can almost guarantee I would play this. Now, not because I have any secret love of Lynyrd Skynyrd or appreciation for the great state of Alabama. It's just that's what I play. I might not follow the D with the C, but I'm almost always going to pick up the guitar and strum some kind of D chord. I am a creature of habit. When I switch on my computer in the morning or wake it up, it wakes up quicker than I do, I can almost guarantee that I'm going to visit the same three or four websites because I am a creature of habit. I will eat the same thing for breakfast, followed by the same drink, more or less, as long as the fruit juice I want has been in stock in the shops, which is not always the case over here. I am a creature of habit, and sometimes that frustrates me. But maybe it's not an entirely bad thing. And so really, I'm taking this opportunity in this boo to say, what about you? Are you a creature of habit? Is there things that you do that you just do without thinking? And then, you know, maybe you do have that moment where you go, well, why is it on the guitar that it's always a D chord that's the most natural thing for me to pick up and play? Why don't I come in and play C sharp minor 7 as the first chord when I pick up the guitar? I don't know, but I don't. Why is it that when I open up my computer in the morning, I don't go to Google and type something in and go, I feel lucky, and end up somewhere completely different on the web? Why do I go to the same sites, which, let's be honest, it doesn't take a great prophetic gifting to guess where I'm going. I'm going to Facebook, I'm going to Twitter, I'm going to news sites. For me, that's BBC News site, and since this time started charging, I don't go there anymore, so I either go to the Telegraph or the Guardian or both to kind of left and right balance out what I'm reading. And those kind of things, they're the predictable places. Hotmail, I will check. I have a Hotmail account, and then I have another Gmail account, which I will probably check that as well afterwards, and then I might look at my blog to see if anyone's reading it, which is not very often. And so those are the things I do, and sometimes I bore myself doing them over and over again. You know, every morning, sit down, same cereal, same juice, same guitar, same computer. Nice computer, not complaining about the computer. Same websites. Do we allow ourselves just to get into patterns and habits? Now, you see, what I'm describing, there's nothing wrong in any of that. You know, I'm not confessing alcoholism or something that's, like, sending my life down the tubes. They're not bad habits, but they're habits that maybe just stop you from seeing that there's something else out there. There must be millions of websites, and I'm not visiting them. And there are things that must be much more interesting than trying to find something interesting that the Telegraph has written today, which they don't often write anything particularly interesting. Shows how tight I am, that I used to enjoy reading the Times, but since they've started charging, I just, on a point of principle, refuse to pay for the privilege. But there you go, such is life. So habits. If I bore myself with my own little habits, what? One, do you share a similar problem? And two, do you have a suggestion of how you kick yourself out of that? Should I be typing a random word every morning into Google and just going somewhere else and exploring? Should I be leaving a capo on my guitar that forces me to play it or tune it differently so I can't pick it up and play the same thing? Should I just close my eyes when I'm in the supermarket and randomly pick up a cereal so it's a different one? Just to shake things up a little bit and stop life being quite so mundane and predictable. Anyway, that's what's got me thinking this morning, and thanks very much for listening, and do let me know what your thoughts are. And whatever you do, don't have a habitual, boring or predictable day today. Thanks. Talk to you again soon.